You're welcome, guys, once again to today's edition of Wikiria Podcast. So on today's edition, I'm gonna be speaking on why I will liquidate my about 8% of my crypto asset after the next bull run. So I know this might sound crazy, but I'll be showing you the reason why I will do this, and do what to listen to them so that you see my reason, and also know that this is not a financial advice. So do what to conduct your research before you make any financial decision. Alright, so if you don't know what cryptocurrency is or what cryptocurrencies are, you can do what to ask the question, what is cryptocurrency, on the search bar in the website. Okay, so the main reason I'm gonna be doing this is that cryptocurrencies is a kind of a trendy industry that's come up with lots of things that do rain, or lot of things that are trendy at the moment. So after some years, these things do fade away. Okay, so if you're in the crypto space for a long time, you understand what I mean. So there are different cryptocurrencies for different use cases. There are mere meme coins, there are cryptocurrencies that has real use case, there are ones that serve as money, as means of exchange, just like Bitcoin. There are ones for smart contracts, there are ones for NFT, for DeFi, for ETF, and different other cryptocurrencies that serve different purposes. Okay, but what happened is that most cryptocurrencies, after some times, they become obsolete. They are not valuable, they are not just useful. Okay, so I'm gonna be taking you to CoinMarketCap. I believe if you are a crypto trader by now, you should know about this platform. CoinMarketCap is the most referenced price tracking platform for cryptocurrency. The most referenced. The other ones like CoinGecko and other ones, but the most referenced one is CoinMarketCap. You can do what to check CoinMarketCap.com or check CoinMarketCap on your App Store or Play Store. Download them to know trendy coins or different. They group different crypto projects in different categories. Okay, so if you check back to 2013, let's go back far back as 2013. You can see that, or let's not start from 2013 yet. Let's go back to 2020 October. That's a 1 year ago. You see that most coins that were in the top 10 last year October, those currencies are not in the top 10 anymore. That the coins that are in the top 10 are new ones. You'll be shocked. Okay, now let's go back to 2013. So you can see in 2013, coins that were in top 10 were Bitcoin, XRP. XRP, Litecoin, PPC, that's a peer coin, and Namecoin, XPM, that's a prime coin, NVC, FTC, TerraCoin, Worldcoin. Those were the top 10. Let me call them again: Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin, Peercoin, Namecoin, Primecoin, Novacoin, Federcoin, Terracoin, and Worldcoin. Those were the top 10 cryptocurrencies at the moment in 2013. So what happened to those that didn't sold off, or people that didn't sell off their cryptocurrencies at that after that period? You can see that most people that are into cryptocurrency this very season, they don't even know about these very cryptocurrencies because they are all obsolete. They are not useful anymore. They are not even, most of the projects have died off, or the projects are still going on, but people are not interested. People are not using them anymore. So what happened to those that backed those cryptocurrencies in their wallets since that time? They might be at big loss, or they might sell off at loss after some time. So you can see that most cryptocurrencies just rain for the moment, then after some times they fade. Okay, let's rewind to 2017. There was a bull run in 2017. Okay, so let's go to 2017. Let's see the top 10 cryptocurrencies on CoinMarketCap in 2017. They were Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Dash, NEM, Monero, NEO, and BitConnect. Those were the top 10 cryptocurrencies in 2017. Are those currencies still in top 10 in 2020 and 21? Okay, let's not come to 2021 yet. Let's go to 1 year ago. 1 year ago. Let's go again to 1 year ago in October 2020. The top 10 cryptocurrencies were Bitcoin, that's the chief, still number one, Ethereum, USDT, XRP, Bitcoin Cash, Link, Binance Coin, Polkadot, Litecoin, and Cardano. You can see that there are other big new big boys that we added or that are now added in 2020. So what about those that back those coins like Dash, XEM, Monero in their wallets and kept them in their wallet? Or those that backed coins like the Prime Coin, Name Coin, Pay Coin, and World Coin and refused to sell them off? Okay, what happened? Those people will be at loss. So now when we come, we fast forward now to 2021. What happened in 2021? Right now, the top 10 cryptocurrencies in coin market cap right now is Ethereum, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Binance Coin, Cardano, Theta, that's a USDT, XRP, Solana, Polkadot, USDC, and Dogecoin. Those are the top 10 cryptocurrencies that are on coin market cap right now as top 10. So you can see that from time to time, different currencies do top up charts, then after some times they die off. If you still go down, you see that other cryptocurrencies are still coming up to meet up the top 10 level. Other cryptocurrencies like Shiba Inu, Algorand, Polygon, Cosmos, Axie Infinity, and so on, Ethereum Classic, and so on and so forth, they are still coming up to meet up with the top 10 position. So what will happen to the fate of these cryptocurrencies that are in the top 10 right now? Okay, so personally, what I'll do is after this bull run, I'll sell off my cryptocurrencies. I'll sell off most cryptocurrencies that I'm holding, because most of them, I'm not sure they will survive the dip. So during the dip, during the bear season, most cryptocurrencies project die off. Most cryptocurrency projects are abandoned. Some of them, investors remove their money and they don't bother to invest in those kind of projects again. And also the developers or the owners of those cryptocurrencies abandon the projects. And if you are still backing, if you are still holding those kind of projects, you'll be at big loss. Okay, so there are some cryptocurrency projects that are still worth holding even during the dip. So what you need to do is to check their use cases, check what the certain cryptocurrency you want to hold for a long term is being used for, so that you know if you have to hold this certain cryptocurrency for a long period of time. Okay, so my main reason for selling off, why I will liquidate most of my cryptocurrencies, is that most of them will die off. Most of the projects will die off after the bull run. Okay, so do what to conduct your search before. Like I said earlier, this is not a financial advice. So do what to conduct your research before you make any financial decision. I've also done my research, and that's why I come up with this with this information, and I decided to share with you guys. Okay, so in case you don't know, the voice you are listening to right now is Abasi Freka Sukwo, and I'm a crypto enthusiast, a web developer, and also a techpreneur. I love teaching, mentoring people on cryptocurrencies, and mentoring people on finance, especially regarding investment. I believe finance or an investment is something everyone has to learn, everyone has to know about, regarding irrespective if someone is an adult or the person is a young person, irrespective of the person's age, finance is something anyone should learn of. But the most pitiable part is that these things are not being taught in school. So, but this is one of the major things that should be included in our curriculum in school. So no matter how young or how old a person is, finance is something you can't neglect, especially when it comes to the investment aspect. So you need to learn, you need to study, you need to know what you are doing so that you don't lose your hard-earned money. Okay, so, and cryptocurrency is one in of finance sector that is booming, and it will still continue to be booming because of the mass adoption of cryptocurrency. So I believe I'm able to show you my reason for saying that I will liquidate or I will sell off my cryptocurrency after this bull run. Okay, thank you guys for listening to up to this moment. So watch out for my next episode of my next edition of WeCrea podcast. Thank you very much, and God bless you for listening. Bye.